Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, welcome to March on the MI Ice Guys. I'm Chaz, Steph, Anthony, Chad. We got the whole gang here tonight, and we're going to try and entertain you with a little bit of information, probably some good stories. If the guys don't bust out laughing, I'll be impressed. It's kind of getting to be that late part. We're in the third month of the season, really. You know, we really get Michigan January, February, March. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll get a little bit of April and maybe a little December. But for the most part, we're in that third month of the season. And it's time to start talking about some late ice tips. We're not quite to last ice yet, but, you know, that's coming.
Right around the corner.
And there's some different bite techniques. Now, Chad.
Well, the bite should start picking up here pretty soon, too. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we're going to get into those big crappie. The schools are going to be moving, but
the
biting hard.
Fish, yep. Everything's going to fill up before they spawn.
Yep, so they're feeding hard.
They'll be shallow.
And the bait, you know, we're going to be able to pretty much feed them anything.
Well, you get a lot of runoff, so the fish do move up shallower because stuff's running down the holes. The shore starts to go first, so
When we start to get that melt, we'll get that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, we're probably 20-plus inches ice here around Grand Rapids. We were fishing up north the last week or so, and we saw a day with 24 inches. It was kind of crazy. But it's been a great season. Now, also with the late, right now with the late without runoff or anything, we're not getting the melt yet. We're probably still making ice here this week.
We're still going to make ice. Wednesday's supposed to be brutal.
I saw some negative degree temperatures coming up, so.
Yeah, so with that, we're still probably going to be into those suspended fish. They're moving a little bit.
Deep water.
If you're going to get into the perch, now the perch are going to probably start feeding up heavier now. They're going to start feeding heavier probably than the crappie, I think. And I think we're into the great heyday of March where you can fill your freezer, get some of those good firm fillets in there.
Some hot action, definitely. Yeah. Got some warm days coming up this weekend. It's supposed to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
Get out there and tear them up, guys.
You don't have to wear 47 layers to get out there or put two burners on in your shanty and stuff. Now, we've also been doing a little fishing down south. I had a couple of buddies down on Green Lake, south of Grand Rapids. Got in some real nice jumbo perch, and they were jiggling with some big old spoon style.
Ski spinners.
He was using skis. You know, they're kind of a spoon style and jigging away with those. So there's some good action out there on those bigger perch.
I also had some guys at work down on
Lake. Yeah, the one you never can remember.
Smelt.
Smelt. Smelt. Down to Gull Lake.
Gull Lake, yep.
Yeah, the smelt bite. I've heard really good reports on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've yet to have anybody send us a picture of those. Yeah. So if you guys are getting a bucket of those, send us a picture of smelt.
Yeah, they were in at night with the light and everything. They had a good time.
It is a good time. I've done that a few times.
I might have to try it someday.
Are you running single hook or are you running yarn?
I run about 12 hooks.
About 12 hooks. So you're running like...
What do they call that rig?
Sabiki.
That's actually what I do use out there. I run a Sabiki with a Haley or a ski spinner off the bottom or a ski tick.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of good action out there, especially with this thick ice now. I know that we're seeing more and more trucks driving out on the ice, and the quads are definitely no problem most places. Still want to be careful when you're getting around because we did get another report.
On a new lake, be real careful.
Yeah, we got another report of another quad going through. Guy decided he was going to run too close to the reeds, and right through he went.
Oh, yeah, the reeds got a lot of that muck there. Creates a warm spot.
Yeah.
And it will never freeze there.
So you want to be very careful with that kind of stuff. But I think with late season, we get into some fun things. We mentioned you can probably shed some clothes here coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's going to get warmer. When you're chasing around the ice and stuff, it makes it a lot more fun to run instead of having to be hunkered down.
Yeah, being mobile, set yourself up with one of those hopper buckets like we've showed on our website and what we've talked about in the show before.
Get you a drill.
And the drill.
Oh, yeah, unless you're training for the Worlds, you know, get a drill. So you can just blast through. Now, our buddies, Anthony and Chad, they've firmly embraced the cordless drill action to save their shoulders for Finland.
I miss my drill.
Yeah, I saw you using it the other day. You were getting along with that DeWalt just fine.
Yeah, I should be doing a little more hand augering, though.
Well, that's all right. I think we're going to have another day out there when we just all do some cranking just to get warmed up for our trip.
Well, after our last tournament, it'll be pretty much every day, I think.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to try and join you guys out there whenever I can. We'll just tell Steph where we are when he gets out of work, if he can make it before dark. Otherwise, he can cook.
I tried talking them into doing the next tournament at Menominee with hand augers.
That ain't happening.
No, they're
like, it's only like 30-some inches of ice.
So hand augers, palm rods.
It's going to be bad enough with the drill.
Be like the first year I went out there.
Yeah, you steal my holes.
Poaching Chad's holes.
I know you now. I'll throw stuff at you.
That's how we first met, Anthony. Stealing our holes.
I thought you followed Myron around.
No, that's just world competition.
Oh, all right. But, yeah, this late ice presents some really unique things. It gives you a lot of time to be a little more flexible with things. It is a good time to take the kids out there to you not have to bundle them up quite as much.
Yeah. And with this late ice on the drills, if you don't have the long flighting up your shaft, clear your hole out before you hit bottom, because once you hit that water, that slush will lock your drill in there in place, and it's really hard to get it out. So,
yeah. Yeah, I was doing that when we were out there on Farmers. Yeah. I was just blasting and clearing chip quite a bit, as much as I could, before I blasted that last inch through the ice.
I'll twist your wrist right off, too.
Oh, yeah, when it freezes in, it's a mess. It kind of makes, it's like brain freeze for your auger.
A guy on the circuit actually blew his knee out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Chad Kennedy, he...
auger spun and caught his knee.
Yep, he tried to brace it with his knee and ended up, I don't know what injury he did, but he had a brace.
He actually tore something in his knee.
Ouch. Yeah, you got to watch out, especially, you know, I know you and I are using those big 600-plus foot-pound Milwaukees.
And that's what it was a Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll crank you right around if you're not careful.
Yeah, with 750 pounds of torque, those things are ridiculous.
And then, you know, I've heard that a lot of guys with the, you know, they're buying the cheaper Milwaukee, or not Milwaukees, but DeWalt's and cheaper drills that have the plastic gears.
Easy.
And they're stripping those plastic gears out. You bought a good DeWalt with the metal.
Yeah. I got the 20-volt brushless.
Yeah. You got to be careful when you're buying your drill. You don't want plastic gears, because those plastic gears are going to just torque out, and then, you know, they're not going to warranty your drill because you had it hooked to an ice auger. So yeah. Tell them you were driving screws in a deck.
You don't mention that when you turn it in.
Yeah. But if you buy a drill at a big box store like Home Depot or something like that, be very careful. Make sure you know if it's got metal gears. Things like that, because if you're going to get out there and torque on them like we do, I know Chad, you know, he's just so careful with his equipment.
Yeah.
He reminds me, I think you were trained by Myron Gilbert.
Maybe.
And Dave Young.
I do throw stuff, but not like he does.
All right.
I haven't thrown anything in a while.
But, late ice is thick ice, and we are going to be coming up on the last ice, and that's when we get into that little bit of danger spot of stepping over the gap there. It's a, you know, a prime time to get wet.
Yeah. Oh, I do hear that Lake Erie is on fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anybody for the walleye bite. Lake Erie right now is spitting out limits pretty regular with some big fish.
Well, I heard that Saginaw Bay is getting dangerous again.
Well, that always is, but Erie is pretty locked up, and it's not as dangerous as
Saginaw's been dangerous all year. There have been a lot of fatalities out there. And
yeah, they've been having pops machines and heaves and...
I heard 95%+ frozen on Erie, so. Yeah. And I'm always down to donate some gas money. I probably won't catch anything, but.
Well, maybe in a couple weeks, maybe the weekend after Menominee, if we don't have trips.
We'll get down there. Myron, we got to.
Myron got a limit today.
Did he really?
Yeah, Myron pulled a limit today.
Where'd he go in out of?
I'm not sure where he went, but he got a limit.
Good.
No big fish today, but lots of good fish.
Myron, he likes eaters.
Well, he likes everything.
Oh, yeah, to hear him tell stories is pretty entertaining. Well, guys, hey, when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit about our practice. Now, a few of you guys listening came out and joined us, and thanks for that. We went out and practiced with the Michigan guys. Myron came up from Brooklyn and joined us, and we had a great time. So
Scott from Ohio came up.
Yeah. Well, when we get back, we're going to give you all the details on that. So we're the MI Ice guys. Podcast and hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State. We'll be right back. Hey guys, you got a picture of your good catch? Maybe that big whopper crappie barely fit through the hole? Whatever it is,
everybody loves seeing a good ice fishing picture. So feel free to upload those to the MI Ice Guys Facebook page. You can find us facebook.com/MI Ice Guys. Hoping to see you some big ones.
Hey guys, we're right back. Hey, we just filled our beers and I'm ready to talk about our practice we had. We had an absolutely wonderful time. The guys got out there a little bit late, but we can excuse that. There was a lot of mitigating circumstances. We had some travelers, as Chad was saying at the end of the last segment, that came quite a distance. Scott came up from somewhere in Ohio. Where is he? Dayton or something like that,
Columbus.
I think? Columbus, yeah. So right in that area.
It's all Ohio.
All Ohio, yeah.
That's basically, yeah.
They wear red down there. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Ohio.
But then our good buddy Myron Gilbert, fellow teammate for the 2015 team, he joined us out there on the ice and immediately started popping into some perch. And Chad's like, no, we're fishing for bluegill today.
Well, there's more of them.
Yeah, Myron's like, I want them perch. It was pretty funny. We had a wonderful time. We did a lot of drills, playing the first to 25 on a very tough bite day. Chad put us on some very small fish to make it very challenging, but a few of the guys found some keepers.
Yeah, we caught quite a few keepers, I think. We were probably every third one was an eater.
Yeah.
Maybe every fifth. Probably every fifth.
We got a couple of limits out of it amongst the saw.
Yep.
Sent Myron home with some fish, and I think maybe
Chris
took some home, yeah. Yep. But we had a number of guys come out and give us a challenge to work, make us work for it a bit. We drilled a bunch of holes. We braved some pretty cold weather.
Yeah, but that wind was nasty. It wasn't even that cold, but the wind was bad.
Yeah, and Steph and I, we were kind of playing official and spotter and organizer at the same time. So we were kind of forced to stand into the wind where all the guys had to, they were kneeling with their back to the wind. So.
Yeah, because we're all watching them and...
I was glad that new Frable suit just zips up real tight around my face. That really helped with that a lot.
Well, the Fox 17 guys were wishing they had one.
Yeah. We had Brody Carter came out, and I'm going to have to put a link out there on our site. You probably saw it on our Facebook. They came out and did a little package up, they called it, where they spent a number of hours with us.
He even drilled a hole.
He even drilled a hole, yeah. Brody,
he was a good hole driller.
Yep. He was a good hole driller. We're going to have to put him on the team.
He got it down pretty quick.
Yeah.
But they came out and shot a lot of footage of us drilling the holes. And if you haven't seen that, check it out on Facebook. I will put a link out there on the website to that as well. But they got us some nice exposure for that, and we really appreciate them coming out and braving the cold and – that time when you had Christian on the back of the quad stuff and Brody with the camera. I didn't even know the camera was rolling. And he's in the sled bopping along. You're going probably about 40 across that ice, and that poor kid's butt is banging on the ice.
Oh, that hurts.
And he's filming me, and I'm standing up on my quad just ripping along. Didn't even know he's filming. He got a great butt shot of me. But that was a great day that we had out there. We had a couple of big crappie come through the hole that day.
Yeah, we had a couple of real nice crappie, bunch of 8-inch gills, I think, too.
Yeah, that was a good day, and I think it was a very valuable practice for us as a team.
It helped a little bit, knocked the rust off. I mean,
yeah, got you guys warmed up for.
Scott improved a lot. I mean, helped him out for the qualifier that we just got back from.
Yeah, so the guys, I had to work Beer Fest, but. Steph and Anthony and Chad, they all made the travel out to Rhinelander, out there to Holiday Acres, and fished with all the guys and went through all the competition drills. Now, what was your favorite one, Anthony?
Oh, my favorite one was fastest to 25.
That was your favorite? How is that your favorite?
Because the fish were biting.
Oh,
they were, but
not for some.
It was my favorite.
Yeah, well, it was fun for me because I caught a lot of fish and ended up, I didn't take first, but I think I took fourth, but it was just a blast.
Should have been fifth.
Because I came, overcame some adversities. And
actually, if he was good at math. He probably should have had third.
Yeah, I should have had third.
He had to double count his fish.
But I'm from Michigan, and can't count particularly well.
He had his boots on. He couldn't count his toes.
Where was your MI counter? Oh, that's right. You broke the beads on it.
Yeah, I accidentally broke the beads on it.
But that can be what can cost you valuable points is like counting does help. He double counted. Calm counted once. And, I mean, they were within 30 seconds of each other.
Just me counting my fish again really cost me one place. So, you know, but that was my favorite. I guess that was my favorite lake.
Yeah, now, did you guys do that on Thompson?
Bite. No, we were on Hodag. Hodag, some weird
Hold
name.
On, Hodag?
Hancock.
Hancock.
Yeah. So is that there right there in Rhinelander, too?
Well, probably 25 minutes outside of it, but that was the best bite that we've seen the whole time.
That was fantastic for that heat.
Big thanks to Nick Schertz for putting us on those fish.
Yep, Nick went out and worked for it, found us some fish.
Did a lot of pre-fishing and let us know where they were.
Cool. Now, drilling. How many holes did they make you drill?
As many as you needed to.
Yep.
Okay, so no just independent drilling? No
drill-a-thons.
As fast as the 25, I only had to drill one hole that time.
That's all I drilled to.
Somebody in my hole died because I had a predator come in. I caught the predator, but the fish disappeared still.
What was your predator?
A bass.
Yeah.
About 14, 15 inches.
Oh, you caught him?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Always fun on the palm. Always fun on the palm.
It cost him some time. It did. That's what it did, ultimately.
And the three rods I wadded up before I could get down.
Because he definitely should have had second or third in that heat if that wouldn't have happened.
Yep. Well, Myron played with one, too, wadded up a bunch, and he fought back.
Now, when you guys are talking, just for the listener's benefit, wadding up a rod, these palm rods, we're going to have to post another picture of them. Well, we'll post that picture of Anthony holding the three wadded up ones. But
that will help.
this line that you guys use, and what's the diameter on that line you're typically using there?
I like 0.007 to 0.008.
And that's inches, right?
Millimeter.
Yeah. All right, hold on. 0.007?
It's 0.07, sorry. 0.07.
Okay, 0.07.
Yep, and then 0.08. That's my two favorites. I think Anthony likes a little heavier.
I do like a little bit heavier. Get away with a little bit more, a couple more mistakes at least.
Now, for you guys that are a little bit older, this is finer than the finest blonde hair you've ever seen. And to watch these guys tie it, I mean, Anthony, what are you, 30 now?
Almost.
Almost 30. Chad, you're just over 30.
32.
To watch these young guys, and, you know, Steph and I are in our 40s. To watch these young guys, they're even under bright light, sitting at the dining room table in the cabin, tying these things. They're doing a little squinting to see this line.
I usually tie the team's jigs on.
Yeah. We watched when we did our practice up there at Trufant. We went over there to the Maple, what do they call that, Maple Valley Inn?
Yeah, some bar, restaurant thing.
Had a great burger over there. It was the MVI special. That's the only reason I remember it, Steph.
Yeah, in Trufant.
Yeah, the downtown Trufant. Can't miss it. And
that was good.
I think there's only three streets in Trufant anyway, but... Chad was sitting over there after we got done eating, tying everybody's rods for him. And at one point, Scott, I remember him getting a light out and I think a magnifier trying to help do it. And this line is tiny, but that's what's required on those palm rods.
Yeah, it's 0.8. It's 8 by tippet or smaller.
Yeah. Some of that line he got is 0.025, 0.035.
No, the smallest stuff we have is point. The smallest line I have is 0.065.
0.065. Millimeters.
Yeah, that's a small sign. That's less than, like, even, well, U.S. 1 pound probably breaks at 2 or 3. This stuff breaks at less than a pound.
So it's smaller than someone thread.
Oh, it's half of that probably.
So, you know, this is really tiny stuff. So when we say we're wadding up, this really fine line gets tangled on everything, gets tangled around itself. It gets tangled around the little short palm rod, your clothes. Chad and I were talking earlier about how it can get wrapped up around your fish bag, or we've got some great towels that we're going to be selling at a couple of the fish fries, and I was like, where do you think you're going to wear that, Chad? And first thing he says, I'm going to tuck it in so I don't tangle and wad up on it.
Yep, inside the bibs.
Because it's all hand lining. There's no reels that are taking up the line.
Yep, and then you throw the rod to
stretch the line out and get rid of the...
Yeah, you guys got to watch the video if you haven't seen it of... either Chad or Anthony.
Chad's got some great videos of him throwing the palm rod and doing it. My videos don't really focus on the aspect of not wadding up the line.
Wadmaster Anthony.
Mine are on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're on YouTube. You can also find them on USA Ice Team ice.com and on the USA Ice Team Facebook page. I believe I got them both there.
Yeah, they're both linked on there, I think.
Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, fishing with these palm rods, as Anthony mentioned, they're hand lining. And one of the rules is that if there's a line in the water, you must have physical control of it, and you know, either holding on to the rod or the line.
Yep.
So
you drop it, it's a yellow card.
Yeah, there's none of this, you know, tip-ups or things like that where, you know, setting a rod in a rod holder like maybe some of you guys are used to. This is very interactive.
Nope, it's one rod, and you're in contact at all times.
And
one,
so
no one dead hook. Sticking.
And so you pull up this the line when you're landing a fish, and as Anthony said, you're hand-lining it. And to keep the line straight, they throw the rod out in front of them. And it just gets the line out away from them so that they're able to land the fish and then pull it in.
It's a speed thing, too. I mean, you can go a little faster.
Yeah.
The reason they use those light lines is the size of the fish they're catching are generally really smaller than the ones that...
The light line will sink a little faster.
I saw a couple. I saw a couple of those fish, and they weren't. They looked about the same size as my thumb.
No, smaller.
Yeah.
My thumb's pretty big, isn't it?
They caught sculpins out there.
Oh, I did see the picture of the sculpin.
Probably some flathead minnows, too.
I saw that picture of that sculpin. I think it was in Kelly's hand.
Myron.
I got a sculpin on.
Who was wearing the black half gloves?
Yeah, that probably was Kelly.
Yeah, I thought it was Kelly. Didn't look like Myron's hands, okay? And Kelly is a very small lady, and that sculpin didn't even cross her full palm.
Yeah.
So whoever hooked that would...
It was Myron.
That paying attention. Oh, yeah. He was paying attention on that. So that was really cool. So the guys were out there trying out for the 2016s, and sounds like you guys both did very well.
Did decent. You know,
Michigan did pretty good. Yeah. We don't know the results for another week, but roughly. But Michigan, I think, held its own.
Yep.
Three Michigan guys, and I think we all probably made it.
Cool. So 2016, we'll be back in action again.
Hopefully.
Cool. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to do a little NAIFC and other tournament wrap-up and talk about a few of those things. We got a lot of great things coming. Now, you guys, we're the MI Ice Guys. Check us out on miiceguys.com or find us on Facebook. We'd love to see some pictures of the stuff you're catching and even some of the gear that you're catching it with. We always love a good ice skiver. We'll be right back. Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. MI Ice Guys are back, beer in hand, talking tournaments. And, we're going to try not to thunk our beer mugs on the table. And Chad's going to try not to kick the table or beat on Anthony's springs on his microphone thing. And we're going to tell you a couple little stories. You know, we mentioned earlier episode that Chad and Anthony were out on the trail for the month of January plus. And they had a great win out west. Showed they could pull trout through with palm rods. And muscled through a winning weight. And then Anthony, he liked that big wood that he got for that so much.
Love me some big wood.
That he ran right down there to Indiana. And what'd you do down there?
Caught some fish. Caught some real nice bluegills. Indiana surprised me with the quality of bluegills that they had in their fishery. We went down there looking for perch and massive crappies and struck out hard on those. Ended up in the big community hole for the rest of the day and worked out great for us. We are able to pull 10.68 pounds of bluegills and took first place. So,
well, another nice check.
Yep, another nice check. And
now, what are you going to do with all this big wood? Oh. Now, when we say big wood, guys, if you haven't seen the pictures on Facebook.
It's a wood plaque.
They cut a log in a nice little, two-inch thick cross-section of a log and do some nice art on it for a trophy.
Yep.
And the big one is first place.
They do first, second, third, and they even get one for big fish, too. So.
Yeah. So where are you going to hang those, Anthony?
Oh, they're already on display in my living room.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Can't walk in and miss them.
Can't. Oh, I bet the sheen.
If you do, I'll grab one off the wall and show it. Make sure you see it.
Make sure you see it. That's great. Now, Chad, you've been fishing a few too. You just couldn't quite bring them in.
Yeah, we got sevens. We struggled a little bit, but managed a top 10.
Now you guys both got into prizes there in Croton.
No, we struck out hard in Croton. We ended up taking 13th.
We got 10.
Oh. Well, you were into the tip-ups, like, Steph.
Yeah, we got some awesome HT rods and fly reel combos.
Nice.
We were in the check mode in that one, but we came back at Maxi and got in the T-shirt or sweatshirts.
Sweatshirts, okay. Well, you know, need sweatshirts to stay warm.
You didn't take the headlamps we had picked out?
No, we took the AquaView.
Oh, nice.
AquaView hoodies.
Those are nice hoodies.
They are.
I like them.
Yeah, I was looking at those. I'm like, oh, did he get those for the USA team? And I'm like, going, I didn't get one of them hoodies. All I got was the HT and the St. Croix.
Nope, we got those at Maxi.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
nice.
We got Menominee, Wisconsin coming up, Menominee Lake, Menominee. I'm not real sure.
There's a chance yet if you can find a 3X. Think of Chaz.
Yeah. But this lake is phenomenal with nice fish swimming around.
And Chad and Steph have fished this one, what, three times before?
Two top tens.
Now, this is the one with the limit, right?
Yeah. 10 panfish per person. And we turn in 16 of the 20, so it does. There's some strategy involved in that.
You put it in a bucket, plan on keeping it, because you can't call there.
The DNR supposedly watches from the hill, so I'm going to point them out to a couple teams to watch hard.
And we don't use shanties, so we can't hide nothing.
Do you have the DNR's report all poaching line so you can call in the pain in the butt teams?
Yeah, whoever's ahead of me, if somebody is, probably won't be, but we're planning on winning.
So are we, so.
Well, he's planning on second.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm good with that.
And so now who are you taking as a partner this time, Chad?
I'll be fishing with Jake Schellenberger, Bagger, whatever.
Can't even pronounce his partner's
Jake.
Name.
Jake.
And if Jake's listening, I need my center pin. And so does Chad.
All right.
Anthony will be fishing with Zach George, who catches all the fish.
Yeah, correct, 11 of my two. So is the word on the street.
But you do you do all the pre-fishing. So you do the research for him, and he rolls in for the glory.
That's the hard work.
Yeah, I just need him to catch all the fish. I can find them, and as long as he catches them, we're good.
It's the kind of partner you need.
Who catches them? You're both the team.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me who catches them, and I'm not going to.
Well, it's kind of cool that all the different tournaments that we hear about have different.
This is a trophy lake, though. I mean, that's why it's a 10 fish. This is a trophy lake. There's pound bluegills. There's pound and a half crappies. I mean,
So are we moving up to six-inch augers on this lake?
You probably could use it, yeah, definitely.
But it usually takes 10.5 to 11.5 pounds to win this tournament. It's over 10 pounds normally. There was a tournament out there, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, last weekend, I think, and I mean, one guy got 9.3, so I mean, they don't have the best quality team, so I mean, 9.3 is still pretty good.
I think the next closest team was like 6.5 or 7 pounds.
7.2.
That's a pretty sad showing for that lake.
Two pounds behind was second, and then probably 4 or 5 was third behind the leaders. I mean, me and Steph are last year there had 9.37, good enough for 8th place, so I mean. Mm-hmm.
We had 7.5 pounds or right around there, and it was good enough for 35th.
So, I mean, it is a quality lake.
Now, are we going to be in palm rods? Are we going to be in the schoolies?
No. We're going to be big fishing. It's going to be schoolies.
Schoolies, definitely.
Schoolies, cool. Schoolies and power.
I hear it's going to be almost 40 degrees on tournament
They're
day.
They're going to be biting.
You guys got to tear them up.
I'll be T-shirts. You guys are going to
be naked.
Yeah,
get on them.
I hope Chad isn't, but.
Well, me too. But it's going to be, the fish are going to be jumping out of the hole.
That is crazy. It's going to be a wild, wild weekend. And I hope that everybody out there is going to get an opportunity to get some fishing in.
We're going for over 11 pounds.
Yeah.
We're going I've got 12. A lot of beer work to do this weekend, but I'm hoping maybe to sneak out a little bit.
And that's the last tournament of the year for the NAIFC. So they need to score well for the points.
For the championship.
Going after the team of the year?
No, position for the championship.
Championship.
Positioning. Cool.
Now, for those of you that haven't listened all year, the championship will happen in December.
Yep.
December
22nd-ish.
Yeah.
Week before Christmas.
Yeah, week before Christmas. Weekend before.
And
Northern Minnesota.
It takes Minnesota. What, a top 10 finish usually?
A top 10 or a combination of points between three tournaments.
To
we're both, I think you're
get an invitation.
Yeah. We're in 10th right now.
Yeah, he's in 10th.
With only two tournaments yeah. in. So.
And me and him together, I think, are in 8th.
Yep. No.
6th.
6th.
And then me and Jake are in 4th.
Yep.
So.
You guys are still mathematically in it if
they completely crash.
No, not at all?
No. The best we can do is 3rd.
Hmm. Oh, point total-wise for 3 tournaments, correct.
Yep.
Well, I tell you, this tournament thing, if you guys haven't been out to a weigh-in, you really need to.
A lot of people are impressed with the start, the takeoff.
We had a great tournament at Croton. A lot of people showed up.
How
many
fun.
Teams we have?
62, I think.
It was great, fantastic.
And for those of you that hadn't heard more about that, you ought to roll back in the archives and listen to our last episode that we actually had Jack in, the tournament director from NAIFC, and he told us a lot of great behind-the-scenes details about it, and it was really cool. Now, there's also some other big news. The rumor in the wind is that there's going to be a second Michigan tournament next year.
Yep, that's a possibility coming up. It'll be up by Cadillac area.
That'll be awesome.
It'll be Lake Mitchell, probably, if it happens. It sounds good, but no paper's been signed. No.
So if any of you guys that are listening are up in the Cadillac area, tell all the powers to be that this would be a great thing to do so that we can have another tournament. It's a lot of business coming into the area. Guys needing a place to stay. They're going to need a place to eat.
Drink.
Gas.
Bait. Food.
Thousands and thousands of dollars get spent.
So they're going to be coming in, and they come in a week ahead.
Every team, you can probably average $500 every team that gets spent. Some, $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, guys, if you're up by Cadillac, put in the good word with anybody you know that's in the business community and tell them this is going to be a great thing and be supportive. And hopefully we can make this happen. Well, guys, we're going to come back in our next segment here and kind of wrap things up. We've got a couple of details to tell about you. Here, I'm a good English major. But anyway, we're going to talk about some wonderful things. And, hey, thanks for listening. But we'll be right back. MIIceGuys.com, podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State. Hey, guys. Jazz here from the MIIceGuys. I want to talk to you about K&E stopper lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Guys, we're back. Ready to tell you more wonderful stories, more wonderful information and things. We've got a few things left written over there on the dry erase board that we need to get to. So we're going to kind of start in on those things. We mentioned our practice that we had up on Trufant, and we've been discussing doing a little more practice and hanging out and stuff. We're going to do some work on Reed's Lake. We're probably going to be a couple other lakes and stuff. So if you guys have an interest in coming out and fishing with us stuff, use that Ask an Ice Guy form. That'll hit an email to all of us, and if we're going to be out somewhere, we'll let you know. We love to have the company, maybe a little competition when we're out there doing that stuff. And you can just talk to us about worlds and things that are going on. It's a lot of great stuff. But understand that when we're out there, we're going to get kind of serious. We're going to be doing the hand augering. We're going to be using the palm rods. We're going to observe as many of the rules as possible, especially the 5-meter rule. We like the space. We were talking a little bit earlier about throwing the palm rods. That comes into play that we need a little room to throw them. Get that out there. And it's an integral part to the way that ice fishing is done in Europe, and that's what we're trying to emulate because that's where we got to fish. So we've got some other things coming up on practice. You got any other ideas for practice there, Anthony?
No, not really. Other than getting some more people out there to compete against us, and it's not like we're out there trying to beat anybody up. We're more than willing to share everything we have, and even down to giving you a few palm rods and even a hand auger to use, and just to give us some good practice.
Myron's the one with extra ones to give away, but
he's running low though.
He's running low.
I left with 12, came back with 9 somehow. I don't know.
You gotta pick them up after you wad them up.
Yeah, but I don't.
He doesn't.
All right.
Anthony's the one that's got that.
Yeah, I wazzle them up pretty good.
Well, we are taking off. It is less than a month now. We are, I think, 18 days away as of tonight for recording for leaving for Finland. And
it's going to be upon us sooner than we think.
Yeah, we got to pack our stuff and start bagging up stuff. Chad and I were talking earlier about some new equipment ideas, maybe, you know, pouches, bags, boxes. What are we going to use to put fish in and equipment and things like that? So we've got a lot of intense things going on for this month that we're going to be working pretty hard on. If you got questions, go ahead and shoot us one of those emails through the Ask an Ice Guy. We do have our fish fries here at Schmoe's Brewery coming up every Friday in March still. Now, the next three, Steph and I should be around to kind of host it. A couple of those, Chad and Anthony will be in. Not this
one, but the next one I probably will come to.
So if you want to come by and talk to us about stuff, come by, buy a beer, get a plate of fish. We're only charging $10 for some fish and fries and coleslaw. And ask us your questions. Hang out with us. It's a good time. We love to talk ice fishing, as you can tell, because we're recording it.
Yep.
Steph, you haven't made it to a fish fry yet, have you? You got caught a cold there the other week. Couldn't make it.
I caught a cold, and then last week I was up in Rhinelander for the practice.
Yeah, you had to go to practice. Yeah, last week I was in there. I had
Beer Fest.
But we're going to have a little attendance here in March, so come on by. Support us in our efforts to go over there. It is an expensive trip.
Are we going to have our towels?
Yeah, we're going to have our towels. I was showing those to Chad tonight. We have some fish towels. When we catch the fish over in Europe, Chad's been telling us stories about the slimy buggers that he pulls through the ice.
And the bream are crazy slimy.
Worse than pike.
And when you're dealing with all that real small line and the small rods and stuff, we need something to wipe our hands on. So we came up with the idea, Steph and I did, of putting out some USA Ice Team towels. But we decided that a lot of our fan base and supporters like to have those. So we're going to sell those towels off. They're a nice, big, generous towel. They've got a grommet on them. They're an oversized golf towel. And we're going to sell those off $20. If you are interested in one of those, talk to one of us guys, and we'll hook you up with that.
Yeah, those are great for when you're catching fish out there and your hands are wet. Instead of trying to wipe on your pant legs or somewhere else, if you can dry them off on a little towel or something, it's fantastic.
Towel's easier to wash than a whole suit.
Yep.
Chad has yet to figure out how to wash an ice fishing suit. He just waits for a new one to come in the mail.
Wash it.
It gets washed occasionally.
When it rains.
When it rains.
My fishing partner keeps fish in his pocket, so.
Yeah, his is ripe. Mine isn't bad at all.
That's rough.
Although, I did see Chad sticking fish in his pocket at Mac's and Tucky's, so.
Well, yeah, too, but.
Did your bag get full?
No, I didn't wear my bag for some reason.
Oh, you forgot that. All right. Now, another thing that you guys could check out, and we have that posted on miiceguys.com, is we have a private blog where the four of us are going to be contributing pictures. We're going to be contributing little voice clips. Anthony was practicing on recording little voice clips that he can send off to the blog. We're gonna try and make this as entertaining for you guys back home, telling you all the stories of our practices, the stories of some of the sightseeing that we're going to get to do. I don't think any of us have ever been to Finland before. Chad's been off to Worlds before, but the rest of us, it's a new experience. So we're going to be pretty excited and want to share that with the guys back home. So you can sign up on wifc.miiceguys.com. And we're selling a little subscription on there. You can get access to the private feed for our supporters. Chad broke the news to us. It's like $16 for a beer over there.
Yeah, we heard that.
It's
crazy.
So you can imagine everything else is going to be expensive, whether we're eating or drinking or even just the travel. We saw the prices on some of these tickets that are going. It's going to be an expensive trip. So if you're interested in what we do, we'd appreciate your support. And there's a couple of ways you can do that with the fish fry or with the private blog feed on there. Anything else you guys want to add in there? I'm looking forward to that nice train ride across Finland, get to do a little sightseeing, looking out over the countryside.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun. Yeah, you guys are going to like it a lot.
It's my first year on the team, and I'm more than ecstatic to represent my country and our state to hopefully bring home some medals.
I can't wait for it to get here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish it was tomorrow.
Yeah. When you hear Myron talk about, and you know, he almost gets a tear in his eye when he talks about the national anthem playing when you hit the podium.
He does. Yeah. He does get a tear to his eye.
Yeah. Myron gets me jacked every time he talks about it.
Well, so. I've got to experience that, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they play the anthem and everything. It's
when I won my medal, it was pretty crazy. They play it for you, hold the flag, everything.
That's awesome.
I'm ready. We're going to get the gold for us. And I got word from my boys in Lansing. We bring home a medal. We've got an invitation to go over, meet the governor, hang out with a couple of senators and stuff. They're just ecstatic. I was over there doing some beer business with them. And they said, when the team gets back, we want to know what's going on. So you guys got to come visit us and talk to us about that stuff. So we're the MI Ice Guys. I'm Chaz.
I'm Steph.
Anthony.
Chad.
And we're going to Finland. We're going to see if we can show those Europeans how the Americans fish. Because our grandfathers and fathers taught us how to walk on water, well, for 3-4 months a year, and drill holes and catch fish. And that's what we love talking about with you guys. So thanks for listening once again. And hopefully we'll get time to launch one more little podcast before we get off to Finland. But if not, check out our private feed, and we'll be adding little quips in there. And then probably when we get back, I'll probably do a compilation and
wrap that up and
publish a lot of that information. So thanks again, guys. MI Ice Guys out.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on miiceguys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.